Don't matter. Still got it. Slow motion's better than no motion.
Yeah, you hear that? That's how we're going to start the episode, is what he just said with. Hello, welcome to Season 4, Episode 6 of the Third Leg Show. It is March 20th, 2024. How's your week been, Shu?
Good. Honestly, good. It's been nice these past couple weeks to just not have something come up, not have like anything serious come up. Went to the chiropractor today. This old man, fucking shout out to Dr. Cannon. My God. He's up there. He's pretty far up there in age, but like he brings me, because I've been having like lower back pain for like 3 weeks and I got tired of it. So Presley was just like, oh, there's this guy. So we went and he just kept asking me questions, like a bunch of questions over and over again. I was like, man, this is fuck, what the fuck? Because I'm kind of skeptical of him, to be 100% honest. And, He's like, all right, well, lay on the thing, and we're just gonna figure out some stuff. So I lay down, and he has me do all this goofy ass shit, and turns out, while he was doing this, supposedly trying to figure stuff out, like he literally has me do like this like resistance. He's like, push my hand as like, don't let me push you. And I was like, okay, I do that. I sit up, and he's like, all right, well, we're gonna have to do some more tests, but like, I think you need to get up and move around a little bit so your back doesn't hurt. I stand up. There's no more pain. Like, literally all gone. And it's the weirdest thing ever because I didn't know he was doing that. And I was like, you're a sly, sneaky fuck, man. I respect it. I respect it. But, I mean, it's still sore. I got to see him again. But it's a lot better. So I'll take that.
That's nice. I've always wanted to go to a chiropractor. I've never actually been, so.
He told me my back's fucked. So basically, like, the tendons, like, from your hips to your spine that hold your spine up,
mm-hmm.
or ligaments, sorry. Those are fucked because my dad put me to work when I was a kid. And he's like, you probably lifted up something too heavy and overstretched them, and they'll just be like that for the rest of your life. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm so happy right now.
So, blunt and honest, too. I mean,
yeah,
hey.
yeah.
I feel like a lot of old people are blunt and honest.
I respect it. That's the type of shit we need, man.
More honesty and just being straightforward with what you want to say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else happen other than getting your bones cracked?
I had a job interview. Smashed that out of the park. Mm. 8 hour. 8 hour drives are not fun, especially when you only have like 4 hours of sleep, dude. It was not good. I just couldn't fall asleep, man. Like, I got off at like 10. I was having a good time, and then an hour-long YouTube video later, another hour-long YouTube video later, and it's just, motherfucker.
I know exactly how that feels, yep. It's just, I feel like the reason it's hard to fall asleep when you have, like, something coming up the next day is just, like, waiting for that to happen, you know?
And yeah.
Just, like, you can never fall asleep, man.
I'm just too excited. Too excited.
Exactly.
I'm just a big toddler.
I had the exact same problem. Yeah, was it Sunday? Sunday morning, I guess. I went to bed. I was like, all right, I'm going to try to go to bed at a nice time of like, you know, 10:30. You know, that's like 2 hours before I usually, well, technically it's like 3 hours before I go to bed. I slept for 30 minutes and I stayed up for literally the rest of the time. I did not go to bed until like 9 p.m. on Sunday. I went to bed 9 p.m. I did not fall asleep till 12 a.m. Monday. But I was just like up that entire day. Ooh. But yeah. I'm honestly a little nervous for my oral interview with the job as well.
Oh, you got it?
I got to do the oral interview part of it, right?
Yeah, it's easy.
I got to do the interview, right? Yeah. I don't know. It's just been, what, like almost four years since I've done, like, an interview? So it's always, like, that thing of, like, trying to get a new job, but then, like, a little, you know. You always have that doubt in your mind of like,
yeah,
can't fuck it up, can't fuck it up. But
I
somehow,
you really have to try. You like, like, as someone who's done this 3 times, you'll do fine. You will really do fine. Just understand, there's going to be 3 people, and they're each going to ask you a question, and they write it down, and then you answer, and that's it. It will take you maybe 30 minutes. They're very efficient. Very efficient.
Okay. Yeah, I honestly feel like at this point in my, you know, getting older and stuff like that, I realize I need to just start applying for just random places and getting myself rejected from them. I don't think I'll get rejected from this job if I play it right, but like just other random jobs, see what happens. And just kind of get used to the idea of like, hey, some people just don't want you. It's like, oh, I don't know.
Rejection's a hard pill to swallow, but like the sooner you figure it out, the better you are.
That's exactly what I'm like. I got to start getting used to that feeling of just like, hey, you know, sometimes people just don't want you, man. And I just got to swallow that pill eventually, right? So, but yeah, I mean, my sister came over last week.
How'd it go?
It was fun. I'll be honest. She came over, but like I feel like I barely saw her at all and just spent most of my time with her dog. You know, it's like seeing like your nephew or something like that. Just like, it's just there. You gotta go hang out with them kind of thing. But it was fun. We just kind of ate a lot of food and did a lot of like, I guess, family shit kind of things. So, you know, the usual stuff. But I don't know. It was just like a nice couple of weeks. Just very like take a breather and kind of like, you know, relax for a bit kind of thing. And then we're just right back to just the normal shit. So I don't know. It was just kind of nice to have a minute just to reset, I guess, in a way. Just hang out with people, be a little less online and stuff like that. And it was kind of nice. And then I literally like the day she left, I started playing a game called Stallcraft. Have you been seeing that on Steam recently?
I have not. What is it?
It's a free game on Steam right now. And it used to be a mod for Minecraft, where it was like a mix of like Stalker, or, you know, those like Russian, like Ukrainian kind of like games where it's like you're in an area full of radiation, mutants, and like anomalies and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that, but like very blocky and stuff like that. Stalkcraft is like just the MMO version of that, where you just get to hang out with a bunch of other people, mostly Russians, playing this game, and you just fight mutants together. You know, it's like a grind, like any other MMO kind of thing. But I don't know. It was just a really nice thing to just find and be like, hey, it's free, play it. It's kind of fun. All right, this is just something I'm gonna be doing for the next like 6 months, I guess. I don't know. If you like the Stalker games and things like that, I would recommend trying this game. I will, however, say I don't recommend you talking to any random people in this game, because I've typed one time in chat. And I literally people talking in the middle of like a PvP area. I was just like, I'm just happy to be here, because they're all like talking things. And literally the exact same guy. The chat is just everybody who's on like the same side you're on. There's like two different kind of factions in the beginning of the game. And I was just like, yeah, I'm just happy to be here. You know, I just started this game. And literally the first thing that someone said is, who the fuck are you? Why the fuck are you interjecting into this? Piss off. And
jeez.
I was like, that's funny. That's honestly kind of funny. But yeah, I mean, it's like fully like literally after you finish the tutorial and you like start the game, the second you're out of like your base and stuff like that, like in the early game, it's straight like everything is instantly PvE, PE or VE or whatever. It's like, people could just come up and just kill you randomly and stuff like that.
But, naturally.
Yeah, I mean, this game is honestly fairly small in the US server, so I haven't really ran into people. I've died a couple times to people, but that's totally because I took shots at them first.
You had it coming.
I had it coming. I just wanted to see what it was like, you know? I was like, hey, you know, let's see how hard it is to kill. It's honestly kind of hard to kill people in that game. I don't know why, but it just is. I will say, if you want to try it, give it a shot. Let me know what you think. It's free. That's all I'm saying. It's not bad. The second you open the game, go to settings and turn the sound down, though. Oh, my God. Is it very, very loud, just like every other game. But other than that, you want to get into some gaming news?
Yeah, fuck it.
All right. You know what the, what's it called? The Dark Moon Greatsword is from, like, Dark Souls and Elden Ring and things like that.
Okay.
It's, like, in, like, every Dark Souls game. You know what the Greatsword I'm talking about?
Roughly. It's been a while.
You want to buy one?
Oh, God.
Well,
$700 or like $7,000.
You're not entirely wrong with like it's expensive. It's not from, you know, the people who made the Dark Souls games. It's from a studio that does like a lot of things for like cosplayers, you know, creates like replicas of items so they can do cosplay better and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They just came out with their like announcement that they're getting these swords ready for the new Elden Ring DLC. Page not found. That's interesting. All right. But it is roughly $500 if you wanted to get your hands on a Darkmoon Greatsword.
Jesus Christ.
Which, I mean, it looks pretty
good. Oh, that right? thing. That actually looks very nice. You said 500?
Yeah. Let's see. So the company Panda Studio is releasing a $459 plus shipping and tax recreation of one of the legendary armaments from the
So like 600.
Games. Yeah, probably. I am trying to find the website where you can like purchase it at, but I'm not sure if they have it up yet. Maybe it was just the announcement, but it's not up just yet for like pre-purchase, but they also have some other don't go to their website. They have some weird shit on here, I'm not going to lie.
Oh no, what do they got? What do they got?
So many tits. So many tits everywhere.
Oh, no. Oh.
And it's like the ones of just like, hey, you can get them with or without clothes kind of thing. We got figurines. We got this stuff.
Oh.
I regret clicking on that link. But, I mean, the sword is cool, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. There's never just all bad. There's always got to be something good. Well, there was one all bad guy. We're not going to talk about him.
Hmm.
Yeah. Gandhi, no. I remember yeah, my Civ game. Civ PC. Yep, see.
Now I want to play Civ. Dang it.
I don't have a week to play that game.
Not yet, you mean. No? Alright.
I just, one, like, it would have to be just the two of us, right? Because there's no way in fuck we can get, like, five schedules to line up.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have to either just be me, you, and maybe Spoon. And maybe that's it, you know? Like, I feel like that's the only three people that we could probably align correctly to get this done.
I don't know, man. I gave up on it. I like the idea of it. It just never... Like, I don't think we've ever actually finished a game, like, when there was more than three people.
I think we won one. I think that not one, but I think we were able to finish one, and that's because you beat us within like the first like hour.
I did?
Yeah, you like went like full, I think like religion or something like that.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just like we didn't have a chance. It was instant, like we just lost after that.
what was the religion? It was something dumb, believe it or
Central
not. It was
UK.
No, I think it, see, I was also thinking it was like a cuck religion.
Yeah.
See, I can't remember. I'm sure I could just load up an old save file and there it is.
Yeah, victory.
I'm totally original in naming stuff and I totally don't reuse everything.
But that's what we lack is consistency, right?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Other than Civ thing, speaking of people who are slowly trying to dominate the world, you know of Mr. Beast, right?
Yep.
You hear about his new game show coming out on Amazon Prime?
Oh, God. What is it?
Well, it's a game show, right? It's called Beast Games. It's coming soon. It will feature 1,000 contestants. Do you want to guess what the prize pool is? How much it is?
$30 million.
I kind of wish it was that. No. Apparently, lower? This has been the largest prize pool on, I guess, Amazon. Probably only Amazon. It's $5 million for the
That's
prize.
A solid play. Solid yeah. play.
So, yeah. There hasn't... This only came out a couple days ago for, like, announcing this. But apparently, there will be a thing later on about how you can try to enter in to become a contestant. So, you know, if we don't get onto the Netflix Squid Games.
Did you actually make your video?
No.
I got to do that. I got to do it.
I forgot about it. But, you know, hey, maybe you want to get on this one instead, right? 5 million. You just got to beat 999 other people, right?
I mean, fucking just give it a shot.
Yeah, you never know. You might win after all. Speaking of TV show stuff, you saw the sneak peek at the Fallout show?
Other than the trailer? I didn't know there was that.
There was, I think I threw it. There's the first scene, Fallout. They came out with like kind of like a 2 minute thing of like the first scene. I don't know if it's of the first episode because it shows like all three of the main characters like meeting and stuff like that for the first time. So I don't know. I watched it. It just made me instantly way more excited for the show again. Like April 11th cannot come any sooner.
It is fucking creeping. This whole month has been pissing by. And then as soon as I see Fallout, it's just...
It got so slow.
Hey,
right?
Seconds are hours at this point, man.
It's so, so bad. Is this what Dog Years feels like?
Fucking A. Well, Dog Years are sped up. Every year of us is seven for them.
That's right.
Other way.
Is this what dogs feel like? No, never mind. I want it to come so fast, so badly. And apparently, there are rumors of now a Fallout 5 in docs because Todd Howard told everything to the producers of, like, here's the things you can't touch because they will probably come be in the next game. So if there's anything in the show that we thought was going to be there that isn't, could be in Fallout 5, right?
You know, apparently 30 years.
Apparently there's like a really long list of things that they couldn't touch because it was going to be in like later installments of the games. So what, we got about another, 6 years until Skyrim 6? That's its new name because it's just going to be a re-release of Skyrim, right? Is Elder Scrolls 6. And after that, we got to wait another like 15 years for Fallout 5. So
maybe
we got 24 good years, right? Until then.
Yeah. We'll get there. Yeah. Maybe.
We'll get there eventually. And, I mean, you know how bad Payday 3 was, right? You saw how bad that was?
From a very far distance, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, like, Payday 3, it was, like, online only, right? So you couldn't do, like, any offline things by yourself. So you always had to be online, and then there was always server maintenance kind of things that were happening, so you could barely ever actually play the game in the beginning, a lot of bugs. You know, the usual, like, online game experience these days. If you look at the Battlefront collection, that was very similar to what happened to Payday 3.
Start talking about a fucking choke fest. They fucked that up bad.
Yeah, it would have been so great, right? Just a little off top, but like Battlefront would have been so great, right? I'm going to look at it on Steam again. But the Classic Collection was overwhelmingly negative as of right now. 19 positive reviews. 19%, sorry. Positive reviews on Steam right now.
Fucking A. Fucking yeah. A.
After this came out and it was terrible. If you go back to like Battlefront 2, everyone's telling you like the classic 2005, just Battlefront 2. So it's to quickly buy that before they delist it from the store to force you to buy this. So I'll join in on that. If you have not bought the original Battlefront 2 2005, go buy that. Don't touch the collection, okay? It's terrible. They just did a big update for the collection and it's still really, really bad. So, you know, don't do that. But anyway, with Payday 3 and how bad it did, they're already looking to remove their CEO and everything. I just thought it was really funny that they're like looking for different leadership after this complete flop of a game.
Dude, it's so bad. It literally just goes to like, why'd you even fucking try? Like, this is just such a terrible effort.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Payday 3 suffered from broken servers and bad matchmaking on day one. PS5 players also got stuck playing an older build of the game, too. And then even when things were like slightly stabilized, things were still an issue. The game was missing a solo option, a way to jump into matches for quick play. You couldn't kick players and stuff like that. So it was just bad. And then they announced a bunch of things that they're going to add to the game, and I guess they never added them. And now they're just looking for new leadership for their team.
Fucking A.
How bad do you have to fuck up that, you know, they're just looking to kick you out? The CEO, they're just trying to kick you out now.
This. Get fucked. I mean, it kind of makes sense. Kalen's like, he loves Payday. That's his thing. That's fine. He hasn't said shit about Payday. I was like, I didn't even think about that till just now. I was like, I haven't heard fucking anything from it.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Payday 2. I did not really like the first one. I think that was a little before my time kind of thing, before I got into PC gaming. I just never really got into the first Payday. And then Payday 2, I really got into it because I had my group of friends really loved playing it. And it was fun. And then I was really excited for Payday 3. And then I kind of got worried about Payday 3 because they announced it. And then I really didn't see anything about it for a couple of months. And that's usually when I start getting a little worried about things. And then it just like, here's the playtest. And then here's the game. And then the game was really bad. So, I don't know. It just, you know?
I don't fuck with it. Just because, like, the amount of DLC. Any game that has a fuckload of DLC, like Dead by Daylight, or, I mean, anything that's like a quote-unquote live service, I'm kind of out on. Except for Helldivers 2. Just do it like them. It's not hard.
The only game that I think I played a lot of that has a lot of, like, DLC components in it was Sims 4. And I didn't even buy all the DLC for that game. But I just, you know, the base game was enough.
I just, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm guilty of The Sims, but, like, even City Skylines is kind of goofy, because it's just, they have so much just filler. Like, that's really what it is. There's, like, Spoon loves City Skylines. Spoon was just, like, yeah, like, openly stating that, like, yeah, you only need, like, 4 things. And there's, like, fucking 50 DLCs, and that's probably not a joke.
Couple other games that have a shit ton of DLC. American Truck Simulator, right?
Used to fuck with that one. Don't like. I just need to stay away from games like that. That's all I'm learning.
Siege. Mean, like, a bunch of simulator games also have a bunch of DLC. Yeah, Siege is another one of them, which I may or may not be. Someone's trying to like rope me back into that game, and I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know.
Good luck. Blue rope Flux into it, and I don't think I've seen Flux play it other than like the first couple of weeks.
Yeah. I have a group of people who like we do like the whole like Valorant premiere thing, and now they're talking about playing Siege again, and I was like, I don't think I could follow you down this road. I think this is where we cut ties permanently.
I just to me, like I poured how much time into that game? Like 3,000, 4,000 hours? Let me see.
Yeah.
At this point, it's like going back to an ex. Like, you know the outcome, but you're still going to do it. Like,
500 hours for me.
I have just under 2,000.
Mm.
It's a shitload. And it's just, it's another one of those games. It's just too much DLC. Like, Blue took time to explain to me the new operators. I lost count. Like, it's literally just too fucking much. Way too much.
And Siege, like, some of you guys might be saying, oh, they don't have a lot of DLC. There's only 9 on Steam. Then you get into, like, their in-store stuff, right? With all their, like, different packs, the alpha packs, the, like, beta packs or whatever that they have now, the Halloween packs, the all the skins, the operators, the season passes.
Sorry, I'm looking up Siege. Blue just takes screenshots of his rounds and like great rounds and then just posts. Sorry.
Posts them on Steam.
If you're friends with Blue, go to just look up Siege on your fucking thing and just start scrolling.
Yep. See ya. Dude. Ryan is low-key good though.
He's going off, man.
I'm going to give him an award on Steam just for this. I don't know why. I'm going to give him a hilarious award.
Fucking A, man. He's just going. Which one was this? On the first one? Spoon's playing Uno? What the fuck?
Yeah, I saw that too. Lion is low-key good, though. I just gave him an award of hilarious. 12 kills, 4 deaths, 0 assists. Ah, so he plays like me. 0 assists.
I do all my own stuff. Look, I'm still sitting here waiting for a fucking great shooter. I'm not going to sit here and pretend, but I just can't go back.
Yeah. Now, remember when there were talks of, like, Siege Classic coming out? Remember those days?
What happened to that? I completely spaced that.
Probably just completely died. Right? Like, it probably was some in talks, and then just they said, nah, we're not going to do that. Instead, we're going to continue trying to push this game into being more mainstream. Even though I'm pretty sure I haven't heard a thing about Siege, like, pro play anymore. Is that, like, just dead?
I hope so. I could honestly point to that and say that's the reason why I quit playing that game. Like, that's the sole purpose. Sole thing. But Stardew Valley has an update. Sorry. I'm looking at my Steam thing.
They just had a shit ton of stuff added to Stardew Valley.
A new major festival, two new mini festivals, a new environmental event, hundreds of new lines of dialogue, a new endgame skill system, new crops, crafting items, furniture, and more, new farm type, multiple pets.
Yeah, when I was looking for, like, news to talk about, like, gaming stuff to talk on this podcast, half of the things were Stardew, and then the other half was Final Fantasy, because that just had a big update as well. So, like, had a pick in between, you know? So instead, I found something about McDonald's. You like Yu-Gi-Oh?
No, I was a Pokemon kid.
Yeah, I was too.
Just so casual. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. I don't know. One of my friends is used to really love, like, Yu-Gi-Oh stuff. And they also are really into Hello Kitty stuff. And Yu-Gi-Oh and Hello Kitty are having a collab with McDonald's.
Oh my God.
Belgium.
Capitalism.
So if you wanted to get any of those things, which I don't even know what half of those are. The only one I know is, like,
the frog. The
middle right, which is, like, the cinnamon roll one. It's a Blue Eyes White Dragon cinnamon roll or whatever. It's the only one that I know. And the frog. The frog I have a blanket of. I just don't even know what it's supposed to be.
I've seen that angry bird somewhere, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, hey. If you're near Belgium,
send me this now.
No, just try to collect all of these, and you can probably sell the set for like $5,000. So that's all I'm going to say. You know, just try your best at that. But anyway, you want to get into some Good Eggs, Earth Ambassadors, and stuff like that?
I got none, but I will listen to you.
All right. First things first is I've got a YouTube channel called The Turn. Or at the OG turn. It's literally just a camera set up at a turn on a road, and you just get to watch a bunch of people crash.
Like, die?
No. As far as I know, Everyone has lived. They say no injuries and stuff like that. But it just shows, like,
holy shit!
All these people are going super, super fast.
Sorry.
And on this turn, right?
Yes.
And that's why it's crashing. And then people are saying, oh, but they need to, like, straighten out the turn and stuff like that, right? Because it's like, it's bad.
Slow the fuck down.
And then they also show videos of people who, like, can easily do this on, like, icy days, are able to do this turn without crashing. I don't know. I just think it's funny. It's that mentality of a bunch of people. Let me read the exact quote. This is something that someone sent to me as well. If there's a corner on a street and everyone that's speeds going into that corner crashes, the corner must be the problem, right? That gives me that mentality of, like, what the people are saying. So, you know, they just got to get rid of the corner, right? I don't know.
So stupid. When it just, what do? You just make it a 90-degree angle and just keep it moving?
I don't, like, what are you supposed to do, right? Like, turn it from, like, a slight turn to just an intersection? I don't know. Have a stop sign? That's not going to help, right?
News, like, for you. If people are going to blow through this turn, what do you think they're going to do to that stop sign?
Have you seen what happened to all those signs?
Yeah, I watched the first one, and they're just annihilating those things. Jesus Christ.
The second one, which is how many hits does it take? They hit the side. I think they hit another side, and then they ram into a tree. No injuries, though. I don't know. It's just
so stupid.
People are so dumb. My Earth Ambassadors and stuff like that. New Twitch meta that's going on right now. Have you seen it?
No. What is it now?
People are using put this in air quotes here, green screen technology to show their gameplay on their tits and their ass.
I take it this is another Just Chatting special.
Fortnite.
Oh my god. Is this that fucking Morkpie bitch? Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yes, it is.
Yep. The only reason I know this fucking human's like Twitch thing is because magically this is the human that's always in trouble. Always doing something stupid.
Yeah, I know her from Reddit, but that's a different conversation.
Oh my god. They like redheads, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, this is just a thing that apparently has been going on just Twitch now for the past like 2 weeks, I guess. There's also been a thing where she has taken a picture of her ass with like whatever, like I guess like green pants or whatever, and has posted it on the internet and said like, hey, if anyone wants to use this in their like in their Twitch stream to show their gameplay, they could use this. So I don't know. I mean, VTubers are obviously getting into this, playing games on their tits and on their thighs and whatnot.
This is sad.
It's bad.
This is sad.
And I guess in a little bit of like funny, good, maybe bad, you pick, take your pick. People are using the promise of leaked nudes of, you know, Sydney Sweeney.
The Madam Web lady.
Yeah, the Madam Web lady. That's how we know her now, right? They're using promises of leaked nudes of her boobs and using it as malware. I just think it's funny. I don't know.
Fucking A. It's amazing what happens when all you got to do is just promise boobs. It's all you got to do. But don't worry. It's hard out here for women. Don't worry.
I just think it's funny that they're using like links to her boobs as malware. Even though, as far as that, her boobs are like everywhere now. Is that just me? Like, I feel like I've seen her boobs a lot more than I should. Just like on Twitter, on just like random posts.
Well, that's just
on
Twitter.
Like Facebook.
Twitter out here just trying to turn everyone into a deviant nowadays.
On Facebook?
Oh my god. The Zuck.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like confused of like, who's falling for this, you know? Like, I don't. It's just a strange world. But other than that, you want to get into Florida, not Florida, Australia, maybe not Australia, Rush, not Rush.
It's just
the name now.
I don't fucking understand this. It's the year fucking 2024. If they were in that fucking thing, they would be a picture, not a link.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or a GIF, or embedded video.
Fucking something, dog. Something.
It's not hard to find this stuff either, all right? That's all I'm going to say.
How do you still
Facebook
fall for
and
this?
Her boobs would be there.
This is fucking shit people fell for in like AOL days, you fucking apes. Come on. We're better. We've grown as a society. Reflect it. Jesus Christ. Maybe not.
Some people are still in the Stone Age, all right? I don't know what to tell you.
Fucking A.
That's just crazy. Florida, not Florida?
We can get into that. I feel like we should just take Australia out. Australia, we're just going to go with Florida, not Florida for the entire... Like, it's Florida versus the world. You okay with that? It just doesn't have the same ring to it. It just... Florida, not Florida. So fast. Australia, not Australia. Just clunk, 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 clunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Florida, not Florida. City on alert after cat falls into vat of toxic chemicals and escapes.
Not Florida.
You're right. This is Japan.
Okay.
This is fucking Japan. I don't know. This cat fell into a tank that does metal plating, and it fell into hexavalent chromium. Which I know what you're saying. What the fuck is that? Because I also think that. So let me do a quick Google. Yeah, but I guess it fell in, got out, and they're warning people not to pet this cat because it will give them cancer. Like, without a fucking question, it will give them cancer. It's usually produced by... Yeah, something bad's going to happen from this. Is known to cause cancer. In addition, it targets the respiratory system, kidneys, liver, skin, and eyes. Chromium metal is added to alloy steel to increase hardenability and corrosion resistance. Jesus Christ. There you go.
Did we have before and after pictures of this cat?
No, there's not even pictures of the cat. The cat.
Oh.
I can't imagine. I hope the cat is somehow miraculously okay. An employee at the Nomura plating Fukuyama factory on Monday discovered a trail of yellowish-brown footprints leading away from the vat. Security camera footage shows a cat headed out of the factory on the night before and leaving the trail behind him.
What'd you do to Garfield?
Dude, he's fucked.
He is. God damn.
It was an 11-foot-tall tank. And it was 70% full that this cat fell into.
And it got out, huh?
How the fuck? We need to study this cat.
Yeah. We gotta find it.
Yeah, maybe stop. Is it like common practice for you cat-loving fucks to like just adopt every cat you see, you know, but it's not really adopting. You just stole it from a person who stole it before you. Is this how this works?
I'll have to ask my aunt about that, because she has, as far as I know, like 6-7 cats.
Because, like, the amount of humans I've met that are cat people, the percentage of them, upwards of, like, 70, who just like, yeah, I found this cat, so he's mine now. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, if this was any other situation, that's stealing. Like, any other one. I'm like, yeah, I found this cash register, and I just took it because, you know, it looked lonely. That's robbery. You committed a robbery.
I found this bank vault, and I just hauled it back into my house.
Yeah, I've seen it, and I own everything inside of it. See how that sounds?
Yeah, I put my flag on it. It's mine now, right? We own the moon.
Get fucked, Russia.
This cat's going to become Joker, right? Fell into a vat of chemicals.
It's either that or street cats.
Yeah.
You ever seen that?
Let me refresh. It sounds familiar, so.
It's cats with a Z, by the way.
Street cats?
Yeah, it was a cartoon way back when. Or SWAT cats? Was it SWAT cats?
Oh, probably SWAT cats. Street cats is giving me...
it's SWAT cats. They would, like, fly jets and shit through the city. It was, like, stereotypical late 90s, yeah. Early 2000s cartoons. It was fucking sweet.
I've seen a couple episodes of this, yeah.
They'd like, yeah, they'd ride around on motorcycles. I feel like that's where we're going. Either that or Catman.
Yeah, no, this show bred furries, right?
Look, if furries were this cool, I'd almost be on board. Almost.
Almost.
But, you know, other than that, it's just a bunch of sweaty dudes trying to have sex with, like, 7 women out of a population of 1 million. So, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I kind of want to find this cat. Like,
we got to check in on him for sure.
He's
got to become like Cat Godzilla. It's the new fucking
everybody
kaiju.
Keep their eye out for a follow up from the story.
If he starts swimming to the States, we'll see him. What's that wave of shit just coming at us? Well, you see. That's Gigglepuss. He's coming on over.
Oh my gosh.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Gigglepuss.
Yeah.
All right. it makes me sad the more I think about it. Okay, Florida, not Florida. Man banned from Buc-ee's after bringing his service duck inside of store.
I'm going to go not Florida. I don't know if they have Buc-ee's.
This is not in Texas. This is in Tennessee. Tennessee has Buc-ee's and Colorado has Buc-ee's, so get fucked.
But Spoon doesn't have a Buc-ee's.
Well, not closer than 3 hours. Yeah, I don't know. He brought his service duck in. This is all according to a YouTube video, so take that for what it's worth. Is the service animal's name is called Wrinkle the Duck, And yeah, just shopping around. I guess he was the duck was in a stroller. It wasn't even just flopping around. Yeah, I don't know. Buc-ee's get fucked. Once again, it's not really hard to make anything a service animal, is it? There was that one guy who got kicked off because he couldn't fly with a service gator.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got this.
Service turtles, service snakes. The YouTube channel, by the way, is called Seductive.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah, I found it.
Oh.
Yeah. I kind of like the banner, I guess is what they're called on YouTube. Like his overhead banner for the thing. Picture kind of creeps me out because I see the duck, but the bill, like I could see the... The bill itself just looks like a dog, right?
Yeah, look like a horse with a really long nose.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the channel. I don't know.
I'm going to have to do some fucking research on that one after this.
That's interesting for sure.
Okay. A duck?
A duck. Well, we've seen... Furrets.
That's the new name of them. Furrets. You furries with your furrets.
I think that's a Pokemon is furret. I think I meant ferret.
I just... Fucking A, man.
Duck.
Duck. It's definitely not the coolest. That still belongs to the alligator that guy tried to get on a plane, but...
You think an ostrich could be a service animal?
I'm going to guess yes if we have a duck and a crocodile. Or an alligator, yeah. Sorry. I think someone had
take over his new cool ostrich.
Dude, you can just fucking ride him everywhere. Just fucking, mm-hmm. Y'all! And away you go. Eat the eggs, too. Speaking of animals, gray seal spits water stream at eagle in first recorded interaction.
You know, I think I am going to go in Florida with this one.
No, this is England.
Damn it.
This is England. Now, we're not sure if it's a gray seal or if it's even a fucking bird. Maybe it was just a drone. We're not too sure. We know their spotty track record, all right?
Yeah. It was a bag.
Yeah, it was just, it was actually just someone with a mermaid flipper just going to town. yeah, I don't know. Here's the picture of it. I mean, it appears to be a bird and a seal. But it's not a bald eagle because, America number one, I don't even know what your bird is, England. It's probably just some fucking gross ash-covered man with, like, a top hat and a chimney brush. That's probably your bird.
That's one of their World War II planes, right?
Yeah. It's actually just a plane. What did you have before the plane? No, we've always had this. We knew it was coming. I just... Fuck out of here. Just shoot the water, take the bird down, rip it apart.
Yeah.
USA.
If that was an eagle, that would have just killed the seal, right?
No, seals are ferocious. Like, what are you talking about? Have you seen seals look like close up? Oh, if it was a bald eagle? Yeah, if it was a bald eagle, he'd pick them up out of the water and just rip them apart for its like three fucking little baby birds.
Yeah.
I only heard just eagle, and I was like, no.
Listen, eagle, bald eagle, they're the same to me because still bald eagles are superior.
That's racist.
No, it's because I like Kalen. So bald eagles are superior.
The Chrome Dome Eagle.
That's his new nickname. That's Kalen's new nickname.
Chrome Dome Eagle?
Yeah, no, just Chrome Dome.
You haven't heard that term before?
No.
I don't know. I think the Chrome Dome... Chrome Dome joke is in poor taste after Mr. Snagglepuss.
Fine.
R.I.P. Snagglepuss. He's literally just a fucking metal cat right now. He turned into a statue. Wherever he is wherever he is.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Stray. Can't wait for the next DLC. Sorry.
No longer Garfield.
I don't even know. This is Chromium the cat He doesn't really do much. He doesn't eat much either. He just sits there. Okay.
It's not even a game anymore. You just sit there and watch the cat just sit there.
It's only a matter of time before a cat person steals that one because you're all psychopaths. All right. Or kleptomaniacs or both.
It's been proven that cats can give schizophrenia, right?
Yeah, there's that parasite.
Yeah.
It turns you into a cat woman. You got to collect more.
Mm-hmm. And you start burglarizing and you fall in love with Batman.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Like Halle Berry?
Take your pick. I'm more
picking Halle Berry.
That would be my go-to as well. I forgot that there was a Catwoman in the newest Batman, by the way.
Not bad. Not bad. She was in those Disney movies way back when, but I ain't beating Halle Berry.
I don't even remember who it was. I keep wanting to think it's Anne Hathaway. Was she ever Catwoman? I don't remember.
Oh, we can look this up. What was the last one?
The Batman? Or Batman? Yeah, the Batman.
It wasn't the newest film. Oh, no, not her. Not her. I thought we were talking about where Bane takes over the fucking place.
Yeah. That's who I was thinking of, too.
No, Catwoman was in the Batman, but, like, kind of a little fucking loser. kind of a big fucking loser.
Anne Hathaway was in The Dark Knight Rises. Was in The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, but she also did, like, the Disney movies. Yeah, The Princess Diaries. Yeah. That's what I know her from. She will always be that.
I know her from Les Mis. That's about it.
I didn't realize she has been acting for this long. I thought it was just like Princess Diaries and then she was in Batman.
She was in Rio as well. The Cat Returns.
Jesus Christ.
Tomorrow War. She was in the Tomorrow War?
I'm a literal ape. Jesus Christ. Just dragging knuckles and everything. Ocean's 8? Oh, that was that the all-woman remake? I think it was. Yeah, it was. Okay, so that's why I didn't see that. That sucked. Alice in Wonderland? What the fuck?
Was a Tomorrow War TV show? Or is this a movie? I don't know. It's on Prime Video. I know what I'm going to be watching later today, but...
She was in Brokeback Mountain, my favorite movie.
Don John, I loved that. I don't even know what that is. Sesame Street. She was
in Hoodwinked. Did you ever see that?
I don't think I have.
It was like a real shitty animated movie, but like
I've heard about it. Wait, hold on. I think someone was watching this recently.
I fucking love it, man. I'm not going to lie to you. Oh, it was made by the Weinstein. I don't love it.
Someone was watching Hoodwinked on... Discord, because you know we all have the same streaming service and we were all watching it together in a watch party on our own separate accounts, but someone was watching this and I was like, I've never seen that like animation before. I was like, what the fuck is this? This
dude
is
it's good
disturbing.
It's good. It's so good. I watched it in theaters and I think it was one of the movies I owned for a while. Hoodwink was a dog.
Love and Other Drugs, she was in that too.
Shout out Anne Hathaway, who apparently made up a lot of our childhood and we did not even know it. I'm sorry.
Ella Enchanted. The Hustle. I remember when that movie was getting like trailers and everyone was shitting on it.
She's in a lot of movies that tanked. Like there's a lot of dumps before there's a good one.
Interstellar, though. I forgot she was in that.
I've never seen it.
It's good, but I think people hype it up way too much. I still like Inception more than Interstellar from, what, Christopher Nolan? Is that the... producer, writer, director, whatever?
Sure.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan. Isn't this the guy who also made Batman? He was the guy who made The Dark Knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dunkirk.
Okay. Made all... he made two of them, and then the actor for Batman took over on the last one.
Oh, no wonder that one kind
of
sucked.
Shut up! Bane was the cool one. I live in Colorado, cool. And the Bane one was one of the best.
I liked Bane in that movie, but like... Other than that, it was hard to follow at times. Oppenheimer, I forgot he made that too. That came out last year.
I'm not watching that. That's like a 4-hour movie. I'm sorry. I got other stuff to do.
Yeah. dropping nukes in Civ. That's what you gotta do.
Take that gun to you, fucker!
No, he dropped a nuke on me!
Every time I see Gandhi and Civ, fucking on site, dude. He's just, nah, man, he's got to go. He's got to go. I know what that man is capable of. He's got to get his ass beat now. How many times do we got to teach you this lesson, old man?
Is it peace and prosperity?
Yeah, that's what he starts with. And then all of a sudden, it's just, Gandhi researched nukes. Oh, that's weird. Why would he do that? Gandhi has declared war. He doesn't even have troops. What is this?
He has one bomb and that's all he needs.
And it's never the player. It is never the player. God damn it. Now I want to play Civ. Fuck you. Yeah. God damn it.
And so it begins.
I still got to buy South Park at the end of this month. Oh. Speaking of games I got to play. I think what I'm desperately going to try to do is try to stream Elden Ring, but with the Steam Deck controller and not no armor. See if I can actually enjoy that game.
I think you should just, you know, play it as you would like any first game that you pick up. You know, just like try out everything. Don't do it the Elon Musk way of I'll just put points into whatever looks cool right now. Try to think, you know, keep some of that Souls-like knowledge that you have, but like, you know, enjoy it like it's your first time.
Yeah,
still got to finish Starfield too. I still have to finish Starfield.
But they just had an update too. Apparently, there's an undo button for your digipicks now. If you accidentally press the button, or if it didn't help at all, there's an undo button and you get your digipick back.
Oh, before there was like a redo button where you had to spend a digipick. I don't know.
Yeah, like, so if you use it and you didn't mean to, like, you accidentally clicked because it's, like, left click or something like that, mm-hmm. Yeah, that you can just undo it. It's very nice. I don't know. It's the typical, like, as of late Bethesda way. The other thing I got to go back to, it's either going to be Elden Ring or it's going to be Fallout 76. I am determined to go back.
Mm-hmm.
I need it.
I mean, we could spend an entire podcast
listing
off all the games that you have to finish, but...
It's just impossible, man. It's just impossible.
Because by the time you start a game, right, maybe you'll get like 2-3 weeks into it, right? And then the next game is out that you really want to play, right? So it's like, what? We had a good like month or two with Power World and then Helldivers, and then now end of month... comes South Park, and then after that comes the Fallout TV show, which we're not going to be playing games while that's happening. We're probably going to go back to Fallout games while that's happening.
That would be a good time to go. You know what? That's when I'm going back to 76.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly when I'm going back.
Yeah. And then, I mean, like, I'm still looking forward to more Binding of Isaac runs that you got to do, but hey, that's just me.
What do I got to do in Binding of Isaac? Wait a minute, what?
I don't know. I just really want to watch people play Binding of Isaac right now.
I fucking love it.
Listening to the, what was the mod for Binding of Isaac? Antibirth? Was that the
one? Yeah, Antibirth, yeah.
They have all, like, the songs from that mod on Spotify, and I've been just like, I don't play Binding of Isaac, but I've been listening to the music from that, and it's good. The Mausoleum, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh.
There is, it's just bangers, the entire thing.
It's so good. It's so
What
good.
Is it, Binding of Isaac, they're working on an update to where it's online multiplayer.
Oh, that's
I think you can hop in on the alpha, but I've heard that it fucks with your save file, and I'm not doing that. I got to go back to Pal World and do the chicken run. I'm almost done. Oh, my God. It's just, I'm not going to lie to you. Helldivers really fucked this up bad. Like, Helldivers really fucked this up bad. That game is so fucking good. And on top of it, the community's not ass. Like, I think that's what I want in games more than anything, is a community that's not just literal nuclear radiation.
Like, everybody in that game is all striving for the same goal, and yes, in doing so, like, comes out, like, just the
wholesome
good parts of humanity. For wholesome democracy, liberty, not with, like, the pun, but, like, liberty, you know? It's just good. And, like, all the fun stuff of just, like, accidentally killing your teammates with, like, a 3080.
Dude, I have yet to... this isn't a joke, and I have fucking hours to back this up. Have not ran into a single, I've ran into one single toxic person, and that was Maestro's friend. Other than that, when I willingly joined random lobbies, and I hate playing with randoms, this game, I genuinely enjoy it. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, for all the things of, like, people complaining about hackers, haven't found one.
I still don't understand how you would determine a hacker in a PvE game. Like, how do you gather evidence?
It's usually when that mission ends and you end up with unlimited credits and unlimited resources. Oh,
where was this guy earlier? What the fuck?
That's the only, like, hack that's happening right now, is just people are getting unlimited resources unwillingly, apparently. People are saying that they're going to get unwillingly, by the way.
What is it? This is like the GTA hackers where they would, like, they would give you, like, billions of dollars. And then Rockstar's response was, yeah, we'll ban you if you have that money. It's like, what the fuck?
It's not their fault, right? Same thing that happened in, like, Call of Duty, right? Call of Duty hackers were just giving people levels and prestiging them and stuff like that. Like, pretty much giving out, like, all the things that you had to do for, like, the weapon rewards. Like, their whole, like, new gunsmith thing. And Call of Duty was like, yeah, we'll just, if we detect you have this, we'll either ban you or we'll just revert your account back to, like, level one or something like that.
Fucking A, man. Yeah. I don't get this. If you have such a goofy-ass gameplay loop like that, suck dick.
Yeah. It's
why not, like, fix it? Why do you ban the victims? That's ridiculous. Like, this, hey, man, you witnessed a robbery, you're guilty. What?
Mm-hmm. It's the, bystander effect or whatever? I don't know.
I guess. It's sad. Anyways, all right, back on track. Walter Goggins, please be good.
He sounds good.
Oh, my God. A little gunslinger.
You gotta watch that first scene.
Every time I see him, I just want to watch Righteous Gemstones again. Every fucking time, dude.
I still need to finish the second season.
Dude. We gotta have a fucking movie day. We gotta have it. Fucking show and movie day. We would have had this on Friday nights if you would just let me buy you VR. Yeah. Yeah, I got real quiet again. Yeah.
we can continue the podcast now.
Yeah, get the job. Get the job, because you'll have to live here. I'll know where the fuck you live. I will order one, and I will break into your house to put this gift, and then I will leave. I'll be like actual Santa Claus. All right.
It's like Bad Grandpa. Bad Santa? I'm confused.
You never seen Bad Santa?
No.
Oh, my God, I hate you right now. That is arguably one of the greatest movies ever, dude. Ever. That Billy Bob Thornton is fucking excellent. Okay. Florida, not Florida.
At this point.
It's not good. It's not good. Florida, not Florida. Highly venomous snake found in 7-year-old girl's bedroom. I don't know.
Oh, man. I'm going to go not Florida on this one.
That's correct. It's Australia.
Okay, yeah.
This one could have went either way.
I was thinking either one of spoon snakes got out or it was Australia.
It was a red-bellied black snake. By the way, you want to start talking about racist stuff? You should really look at what Australia calls, like, half of everything. It's just like, yo! Shout out Brazil nuts.
Interesting conversation from yesterday with Maestro.
Why would Maestro just flat out say it?
I don't know.
The sentence before was spoon. My thing is, okay, Spoon literally says, yeah, I'm recording all of our conversations so I can show them to you to prove we're not lying. The literal next sentence Maestro says is something that you wouldn't want recorded. And it's like, what? Like, we're 5 seconds removed from that, and you just... Bleh. Nice. Nice, Maestro. Like, I don't know. No one got bit.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
I just... Maestro. Come on, man. Come on.
You don't listen to this, but if you did, you'd probably learn a thing or two about maybe not saying things are being recorded, right? I guess a little bit.
Something.
We've towed that line a bit on this podcast, but even then, like...
Who the fuck came close to saying that? What? I don't remember. Dude.
But I'm just saying, towing the line of, like...
racism.
Yeah.
Maester just... I don't know, dude. Like, in my mind, like, it is racist, but that is, like, the super duper... That's like the star in Mario. That's the star of racism right there. That's just... N-word. It's just... Oh, my God. I don't... Maestro, come on, bud. Do better.
We know you can do better.
I know a way.
Legalize drugs in your state. Come on.
I know a way Maestro could do better. It's with this next story. Florida, not Florida. World's southernmost post office seeks workers to sort mail and count penguins.
Not Florida.
Correct. This is technically England, but it's also Antarctica.
Ah, one of their outposts.
Yeah. Yeah. Your worker duties, by the way. Is this the link to apply?
Fuck it, I'm in. Send it my way.
You'd live there from November till March of the next year. Yeah, this is...
I'm in. Send it my way.
How do you apply?
Oh, Antarctica. The coldest desert. I don't know if I could live there, actually.
I don't know if they have good... I could honestly go anywhere with internet.
Yeah. There was a place, it's like...
There it is, jobs.
In like Italy or something like that, where you're just managing a lighthouse, but you're on there alone for like 90% of the time. And I was like, I think I could do that job.
It says no open vacancies.
So someone already took the slot.
When was this written?
3 years ago.
March 14th. This was 6 days ago.
Someone already got the job?
God damn. Yeah, I don't know. The post office processes up to 80,000 letters and postcards each year. That seems very high. Like, I thought triple digits for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of which are mailed out by passengers on cruise ships that stop at the island during the Southern Hemisphere summer. Okay. The available positions are base leader, general assistant, and shop manager. Applicants must be residents of the United Kingdom. Nope. Oh my God, and must be prepared to bunk with 5 other people, go long stretches without phone or internet access, and make do without running water for the duration of their stay? So that means you incinerate poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck
if
that.
If I ever got that job when I was staying in a bunk bed with 5 of the other dudes, I'm playing Good Looking by Dallas Dixon. Every night.
What you got cooking? Actually, my shit. I took a shit. I had to burn that thing.
Kisses on my pussy. Yeah.
That's weird. My chest doesn't have poop. Wow.
Well, I know, right?
That was season one. Be like, oh, I got to pee right now. Save it for my chest. Shout out, Judy. Fucking dog. All right. Let's get on to some happier ones. You know, not being England. Florida, not Florida. A museum takes world record for wearing underwear as hats.
Not Florida.
Correct. This is Missouri.
Oh man, I was kind of hoping it'd be out of country, you know?
Maybe. There's a picture. 355 people were wearing underwear on their head.
You know, that guy in the back, blue shirt, glasses, mustache.
I don't think he knows where he is.
I don't think, yeah. That's what I was thinking, too.
Hey, what's going on? Did you touch a cat from Japan? This museum has the record for largest pencil, longest seesaw, and largest tennis racket. It also has the unofficial record for world's largest pair of underpants. They really like... Missouri's weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. I don't know. That wasn't supposed to be here. That was supposed to be Rush or not Rush. All right.
I figured, but hey. Not Rush, by the way.
It's not. That is correct. Yes. One for one so far. Okay. With my fascination with the Life Could Be a Dream monkey meme that I'm super late on, but I don't care. It's still cool. Is it Florida or not? Zoo welcomes birth of Dick Dick Calf.
Not Florida.
Correct. This is San Diego. San Diego has a bunch of little dick dicks. And I know what you are asking yourself. What the fuck are dick dicks? Well,
they like dick dogs from Power World?
They're these cute little deer. They look like something out of Power World. Got big ass fucking eyes and no head.
Those are very demonic looking eyes. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of creepy at times.
It's kind of cute. I'm in. Give me the satanic deer.
It's cute but creepy, yes. I want one. I'm taking this as my service animal.
What's your service animal? Dick dick. I'm sorry. What? They are the world's smallest antelopes growing up to weigh between 6 to 13 pounds.
I want one so bad. I want one so bad right now. I'm looking it up if you can own a dick dick. Is it spelled dick? Like dick?
D-I-K. D-I-K.
Okay.
There's a hyphen there, too.
Okay, thank you. It says owning them is illegal in most places. So I'm going to find out where I can own one of these.
Probably Oklahoma and Texas. You can own tigers there.
Yeah. This might take a minute to find.
You're fine. Would you like a story in the meantime?
Sure.
Okay. Florida, not Florida. Venomous snake found trying to hide amongst the undies in a bedroom.
Not Florida.
Correct. This is Australia again. Fucking Queenslander.
Same, like...
Different snake. Different snake.
Okay.
I know it's weird, but, you know, this is Australia. This was, I don't know, second most venomous snake, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. No one got hurt, and the snake was relocated.
That's good. Again. Oh, I did not need to see that. Oh, I was looking on a list of things that you could have as animals. Of course, tarantula was on that list. That was.
Did you not know that?
No, I knew you could own one.
Oh, okay.
I had someone in, one of my sister's friends used to own a bunch of like spiders and snakes. They lived kind of like on a mini farm kind of thing.
The weird kids.
Never went into their garage for a reason. It was just full of... you cannot own a dick dick in California, by the way. So.
California can't have anything fun.
You can barely have a zebra as a pet in California. And hybrid cats.
All right, so you can get like one or two things.
And tarantulas. And toucans? I don't know. I don't know where you can. I don't think they're ever going to give me a clear answer on this. I guess you can own them if you own a zoo.
Time to open a zoo with only dick dicks.
And silverback gorillas.
In the same, yeah, same not, enclosure.
Yeah,
same enclosure.
Spin that around, Life Could Be a Dream.
Yeah, come here.
It'll spin you around, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're not winning that fight. Okay, Speaking of service animals, this is not a service animal. Florida or not Florida, man vows to regain 750-pound 11-foot gator, that was removed from his home. He's going to get him back.
Florida.
This is New York. Well, I was more shocked.
From Florida.
I mean, yeah, pretty good chance. I don't. How the fuck do you have an 11-foot, 750-pound alligator in New York?
I like to imagine that this person also lives in New York City in like one of those like mini apartments in the main city, you know, and just has that alligator in there chilling.
Well, this one's upstate New York, so at least it was in the... This guy built a whole pool just for his alligator. Starting to sound like he kind of knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
The alligator is about 30 years old, is blind in both eyes, and has spinal issues. Okay, so maybe not.
Yeah, okay. Start C issues.
Oh, my God. He previously had a permit to keep the gator, but did not renew it after it expired in 2021. The lack of a permit, the access given to visitors, and the alligator's health caused the DEC to remove Albert the alligator. In the interest of the public safety and health, safety and protection of the alligator, the agency said. Okay. He ran an errand Wednesday morning and returned home to discover DEC officers, Hamburg police, and Erie County Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals at his home with a warrant to take the alligator.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad this guy got his alligator removed. With the condition it's in?
What are the age? How old can alligators get?
Can they be, like, very old? Like, I mean, one, like, they're already super old as a species, right?
Well, yeah, they're evolution deemed them perfect during the dinosaur time, so they're really old.
30 to 50 years.
Okay, so that's a very wide window. What the fuck?
Alligators can live up to 40 to 60 years in the wild and can live even longer in captivity. So.
Okay, so he has probably neglected this thing in a way.
Yeah. Uno or James Spoon? Sorry.
It's not Uno. This is now Trace. Caviero said in an online petition seeking to regain Albert that he was treated like a terrorist when officers removed him and hauled him away in a truck. He claimed he owned Albert for more than 30 years and normally renewed his permit for the alligator months before its expiration date, but revised regulations and failure of the DEC to return his phone calls seeking answers to questions regarding them led to the permit's expiration in 2021.
I don't know if this guy should get his alligator back.
I guess the new regulations, he has to buy insurance coverage and tape Albert's mouth shut whenever he is around other people.
That seems kind of cruel.
That, yeah, and ironically, it comes from the fucking, what was it called again? Erie County Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Like, I get it for safety, but like, I don't know.
Both eyes and has spinal issues.
Like, what's he going to do? He's going to give you one good bite. He can't do anything because he can't fucking move. I don't know. I'm 50-50 on this. I don't know. I really don't. This one's gray.
Yeah.
For me, at least. This one's gray. I built him a pool, so, like, he is trying to give a fuck. But then again, New York does have snow. It is a winter state.
Mm-hmm. Does he have, like, 9 heat lamps?
He actually just, the entire garage is one big tanning bed.
I see. Oh. All right.
Yeah. My favorite one. Florida, not Florida. Woman cleaning out deceased father's home finds live hand grenade. It was in a toolbox behind the fireplace.
Ooh, I'm going to go not Florida just because I feel like Florida doesn't have fireplaces. I don't know.
That's a good point. I mean, it got you to the right spot. This is Quebec.
I'm not surprised. Canada.
Canada. Those French Canadians, man. Wild bunch.
Yeah.
We went into his tool room, which was always like nobody ever went into his tool room. That was a sacred place. I was looking for something, and then I opened up the toolbox, and there was a hand grenade. What the fuck? The woman who found it said she remembered the grenade from decades earlier, but had thought it was long gone. I remember it from almost 30 years ago when Dad brought it back from my grandfather's house. We all asked him to get rid of it and thought he had. Well, he didn't, and it was loose and had moved the houses multiple times with him.
What? What kind of grenade? Right?
It's the stereotypical grenade.
Like pineapple?
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck?
Yeah, I guess they had to call the Canadian Armed Forces. It had a detonator and everything. It was intact. So they secured it. They loaded it into a truck and off we went.
Wasn't there a person, I don't know if this was a true story or not, but wasn't there a person who owned a sea mine?
I don't know if he owned it legally, but like, yeah, it was like in someone's basement or like a shed. I can't remember. Because like the photo of it is like the stereotypical sea mine in like a concrete enclosure. And it's like, what the fuck, dog? What if, now hear me out, the explosive explodes. Like, congratulations. This thing's built to blow up ships. That concrete room ain't doing dick. You just made a bigger bomb. That's all you did. Jesus Christ, people. Out of control. Fucking live hand grenade. We've had a couple stories, but it's always like a training grenade. How the fuck, especially in Canada, how the fuck do you get your hands on an actual grenade?
They traveled to Anchorage. I don't know.
Canada or Alaska would have hand grenades. Got to fight off those bears.
Yeah. That's how they go fishing now. Just blow it up in the water.
It's the easiest way.
Fish that come out, yeah.
Easiest way. Speaking of torture. What? Florida, not Florida. It's a great segue.
I instantly want to say Florida now, but go on.
Overturned truck releases thousands of bees onto highway.
Again?
Again. This was yesterday.
I'm going to say not Florida on this one.
Oh, you're right. It's Mississippi. Not only do you live in the shithole that is Mississippi, but you also got a bunch of fucking bees.
Not the bees.
When does it say it happened? I guess it was hauling overnight, and the scene wasn't clear until 7 a.m. the next day. The bees remained calm in the incident because it was after dark and the hives were covered in a tarp. The majority stayed in the vicinity afterward, or after the wreck, and were able to be contained in or near the hives. No injuries reported.
That's good. That's just, I don't know. I can't.
That's a fuckload of bees. That is a fuckload of bees.
I don't think I can do bees.
Your genitals explode after sex. All right.
Yes. So do mine.
Yeah. Boom. All right. Now we're on to
two grenades in my pants.
Yeah, Canadian. All right. Rush, not rush. Man uses beard, neck, teeth, and beard, neck, and teeth to break world records.
Not rush.
Correct. This is Jesus. Dimitri? I'm going to guess it's Dimitri, but spelled Dimitro. Hurunsky? He broke three records in one day. It was, the first one was the heaviest weight pulled by a beard. He successfully used his chin whiskers to pull a 5,687-pound minibus, breaking the previous record by 4,000 pounds.
Oh, that had to hurt, right?
Oh, my God. He braided his hair, but I'm still, oh, my God.
Oh, also, I do not like how they were called chin whiskers.
What is it? Presley's been calling her big toe the thumb toe, and I hate it. I hate the way that sounds. Yeah. Yeah. His second record attempt of the day was the heaviest vehicle pulled by the neck. He previously set the Guinness World Record for heaviest train pulled by the neck, and he was confident he could do it, take the similar title. He ended up hauling a 17,107-pound truck for 16.4 feet and became the first person to hold the record. The bodybuilder's last record of the day was for the most cars pulled with the teeth. Each car was placed in neutral with the engine off, and a driver was inside every car to make sure they rolled in a straight line. He managed to pull the vehicles totaling 19,365 pounds with the drivers for the required distance. I dedicate these records to my country and our soldiers, he told Guinness World Records.
My teeth hurt so much after hearing that.
What's worse, the fucking teeth or the beard?
I'm going to say teeth. I feel like that one has to hurt way... Like, sure, yeah, you're pulling hairs, but, like, teeth are kind of sensitive, right?
I gotta go the beard. If one of my fucking beard hair gets caught in a zipper like a hoodie, it's almost like tears, like, immediately. Like, it's like I know what it is as soon as it happens, and it just fucking hurts.
I mean, I'm biased because I can't grow a beard, so I'm going to say teeth, right? But, like... All right, the next thing this guy has to do is pull a car with his pubes, right?
That's what I was about to say. I was like, honestly, the thing I could equate it to is like if for some reason your shit, like your junk just ain't fitting right and pubes are just getting knotted up, it's that feeling, but on your face, and it's not fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I had to explain to Ava and Press, like, because I keep forgetting that they're women. Like, I just, I talk to them like they're dudes. And I had to explain to him, like, what getting kicked in the nuts is like. And I'm like, getting kicked in the nuts hurts. But you have to understand about getting hit in the balls. You got about 5 seconds of, like, 3 to 5 seconds. And then it just, like, it goes up in magnitudes. And it's always, always, always results in, like, Jesus Christ, I want to fucking vomit. Like, so bad.
I used to explain it was it's like getting unexpected anal.
I think that's fair. I don't know what that feels like, but I can't imagine it feels any better than that.
I just imagine like that would hurt, right?
The good old surprise butt sex. Shout out Mingles with Jingles.
Yeah. I'm going to... No, just, I think what? You described it the best way of just the way of getting hit in the balls is like.
It's, yeah, like it, like the pain hurts, but like I said, you got a ticking fucking time bomb going on, and it's, honestly, the anxiety is almost as bad as like getting hit in the balls. It's just like, oh no,
like, yeah, strange thing, I don't know why, this just keeps, like there's just a thing that just happened, but like. Up until, like, I think I was, like, 20, like, if I got hit in the balls, it did not hurt.
Did you go through puberty late?
Fuck, possibly, I guess, maybe. I don't know. Just, it was just up till then, like, no pain.
The worst fucking nut shot I ever had in my entire life is, I also had explained to him that, like, flicks and, like, sack taps almost hurt as bad as, like, the worst nut shot you can imagine.
Yeah.
And it's instant. There's no waiting on those. Those are instant. Okay. The worst one I had, I was like, I think I was in Miss Moore's class. So that would make a third grade. And I was at Independence Elementary, and they had two jungle gyms. And, like, it would split. So, like kindergarten through third, you went to this other one. Fourth and fifth went to the other side of the school. And they had, like, this, like, bridged walkway up onto the jungle gym. And I slipped and fell, and that bar basically got inserted into my belly button through my hips. And, whoo, buddy. I think I remember it so vivid. It, like, just laid on the fucking rocks the entire recess, called my mom, explained what happened. She did not pick me up. Miss Moore was nice and didn't make me do anything for the rest of the day.
That's good.
Shout out,
Miss Moore. The worst one I ever had was, you know, when I crushed them with at work with the rollers.
Still don't understand how you do that, but okay. Twice.
Three times now, technically. Anyway, and the worst one I think I've ever seen was when my dad fell from the attic through the ceiling and landed on one of the beams in between. Yeah. And he was a big guy, let me tell you. Like, that's a lot of weight to be going down straight onto your tape. Like,
oh my god.
Yeah.
See, even like, and here's the thing, every guy, you tell them like nut pain and they will feel it. Like, it's,
yeah,
it's just, it's the fucking worst, man. All right.
When you're explaining your jungle gym thing, my legs definitely twitched together for a little bit there.
Me and Press will watch fail videos, and like physically, every time like someone gets their fucking, like, basically like from asshole to dick, anytime that area gets hit by something, like literally butt cheeks clinch and I like try to move. Like, it's just, Like, I'm not, like, I haven't had a nut shot, fuck, decades at this point. Like, oh, like, it's been a long time.
Well, once I get this job.
Just, hey, I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell Ava and Presby. You can do whatever you want, but you're going to get it back three times worse. Easy. Like, just be ready.
I'm ready.
All right. You beat my dick.
hard. Come on.
Speaking of three times as hard, I can't remember if I did this one, so forgive me. I think I did. Rush, not rush. Longest distance tug of war. I think I did do this.
It sounds familiar, but I'm going to say not rush. Was this like a school or like a university or something like that? Or like a museum? I know it was some kind of like business thing, which I count schools into business.
It's not a business thing. It's in England or Wales, so it's technically England. I think I said that exact same thing. It was a young farmer's club. Yeah, I did say this.
I'm counting that as a business thing. Yeah. Any kind of club, school, library, that's a business thing. Anything that isn't like home video, you know?
Yeah.
It's a business thing. Yeah.
All right. Man uses pump rocket to hit 37 times, to hit a target 37 times in a row. Rush, not rush.
Not rush.
This is him.
Oh, it is.
This is him.
Damn.
Rush challenged fellow serial record breaker. I keep fucking up. Ashrita. Ashrita. Ashrita Furman. For the title, and the number to beat was 9 consecutive hits. So the dinosaur rocket that came in with his son's toy was too imprecise, so he bought a cylindrical rocket for better control. Rush was able to hit it 37 times in a row, more than quadrupling the previous record.
See, I could see STEM with this one, right?
Yeah, 100%. He's beating that Italian guy. Rush has 183. The Italian bum has 182. USA! USA!
Also, I don't... Recently, I don't know how recent, but a while back, he was on like Dr. Mike's podcast, which Dr. Mike is like a YouTuber. And okay. They beat the fist bump record that he had with Howie Mandel.
Get fucked on, Howie. You germaphobe.
Yeah. Go back to making Deal or No Deal. I miss that show so much.
Well, they're bringing it back, but it's not him, and there's like games now. It's ucky. It's ucky.
I miss the old one. Also, the like Home Improvement show, Move That Bus kind of thing. I want that back, too.
They have another podcast I watch is talking about it because they love like the DIY shit. Mm-hmm. They have one where they like take people from all of those shows, like just whoever. Like any big name on that one, and they like make them compete against houses on a block or in a cul-de-sac. It's wild as fuck.
I'm interested.
Like they have to compete against each other, and then whoever wins gets a prize. I can't remember what it. I think it's called like Rock the Block or something like that.
Let me look it up.
It's wild. It's wild, dude. From what I understand, I don't know. It's not my thing, but if it is your thing. Go for it.
Stars face off against one another as they try to add value to identical properties with only 4 weeks to complete the project and win a cash prize.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot, maybe. We'll see. I still need to go watch like 90 other shows anyway, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Madam Web. Obviously, I gotta go see Madam Web.
Well, see, you can't think about her boobs because her character's 15 years old.
No. Like, I'm obviously gonna watch it for the Spider-Man aspect of it, you know?
No, you're not.
Speaking of which, they, there was gonna be a multiplayer version of, like, the PS5, like, Spider-Man games that Sony was creating. It was multiplayer, like, across the Spider-Verse style. They canceled it.
Why?
I don't know. But, like, it looked really good, too. You can go out and see, like, I'm putting in quotes because it probably wasn't by accident, like, the leaked footage of the game.
It was a controlled leak.
Yeah, and it looked so good. Like, you could play as, like, you know, all the different Spider-Mans, mans and women's and whatever, right? I just, why?
Because that would be fun.
Yeah, that's true. And we can't have that these days. We have to have another Call of Duty DLC that's $70.
Ugh. What?
You know, Modern Warfare 3, the newest Call of Duty, it's just an add-on to Call of Duty.
Oh, my God. That's
$70. Yeah.
Oh, my God. For real?
Look on Steam. If you go to Call of Duty, right? Like, technically, you could find just Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, right? But if you just put in Call of Duty, I believe it just shows up as Modern Warfare 3. And you can go down, scroll down. You can buy Modern Warfare 3. Modern Warfare 3 Vault Edition. I think somewhere in there as well, you can still buy Modern Warfare 2 for $69.99. Yep, there it is, right at the bottom. Anyway.
Why?
Because money.
How do these motherfuckers, like, I refuse to believe that, like, people are going through tough financial times if people keep doing this.
Yeah, and buying it, and,
heinous.
They just added, I think recently there was like a 40k Warhammer 40k collab, and now they have like Walking Dead collab. I don't know. Call of Duty is another one of those games that has way too many DLC.
It's a fucking red flag, man. It's a red flag.
It really is. Guessing that was all you had?
That's all I got, man. I'm tapped.
All right. You got anything to plug before we end it?
Nah. Play Helldivers. Help out randoms. It's good for you. Give back.
And to end it off, for democracy. Bye.